Welcome to every one of you out there. We appreciate you tuning in to study with us today. Thank you so much. We are now in the Old Testament Apocrypha, and we are in the history of the destruction of Bel and the dragon, cut off from the end of Daniel. And we'll think about this as we start reading. This is the Persian Mystery School expose, one of them here in the Bible. It's the use of deception. It's the use of technology in their religion. And that has not gone away. In fact, that's being used today. This particular religion that we're going to read about here in these 42 verses is the same religion that's being practiced on the world today, and Persia is being used to deceive the world and to take in the mark of the beast and the peace agreement with the Antichrist. Now, let's look at this, and let's look at this, the parallels here that we have, and then we're going to talk about this religion being practiced today when we're done here. So here we go. This is the one and only chapter in the history of the destruction of Bel and the dragon. And this was taken, this our translators did. They, the Septuagint, they removed this from the end of Daniel because they didn't have it in the original Hebrew. And they moved it here. This is one of the changes that they made. If you scroll back there and you read the intro to the King James Bible, the 11 pages, the fact is that they talked about doing this, not that there was anything wrong with the people that were doing the Septuagint those hundreds of years before Christ. They were building off of what they had done. And this is a good example of that as it was removed from the end of Daniel. So here we are. Bel and the dragon, verse 1. It says, and King Astyages was gathered to his fathers, and Cyrus of Persia received his kingdom. That's Iran today. And Daniel conversed with the king and was honored above all his friends. And that went on. Daniel and his Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were hated by the mystery school people. They just were, and yet God had them ruling over all the occult priests, and they hated Daniel. Okay, you're going to see that here. And Daniel conversed with the king and was honored above all his friends. And in 3, it says, now the Babylonians had an idol called Bel. And that's just another name for Baal. Baal and Bel, same God. And there were spent upon him every day 12 great measures of fine flour and 40 sheep and 6 vessels of wine. And the king worshipped it and went daily to adore it. But Daniel worshipped his own God. And the king said unto him, why doest not thou worship Bel? Question mark. Who answered and said, this is Daniel answering back, who answered and said, because I may not worship idols made with hands, but the living God who hath created the heaven and the earth and hath sovereignty over all flesh. Then said the king unto him, thinkest thou not that Bel is a living God? Question mark. Seest thou not how much he eateth and drinketh every day? See how deceived the king is? He's in total power here in Persia, and yet he is deceived by the priests of Baal, and that has not went away. Believe me, the priests of Baal have another soul for sale, and they just do. Okay, in 7 it said, then Daniel smiled and said, oh, king, be not deceived. For this is but clay within and brass without, and did neither eat or drink anything. Okay. And that is blasphemy against Baal. And that is a sentence that is harshly carried out in the normal. It would be boiling in the hot furnace for blasphemy against Baal. In 8, it says, so the king was wroth and called for his priests. There they are. And said unto them, if ye tell me not who this is that devoureth these expenses, ye shall die. But if ye can certify me that Baal devoureth them, that Daniel shall die, for he hath spoken blasphemy against Baal. And Daniel said unto the king, let it be according to thy word. Now, in 10, it says, now the priests of Baal were 70. That's 70 altogether, like the Sanhedrin, 70. Besides their wives and children, and the king went with Daniel into the temple of Baal. See, there's your temple, Isaac. In 11, so Baal's priests said, lo, we go out. But thou, O king, set on the meat and make ready the wine and shut the door fast and seal it with thine own signet. Once that ring is stamped, it's law. 12, it says, and tomorrow when thou comest in, if thou findest not that Baal hath eaten up all, we will suffer death, or else Daniel, that speaketh falsely against us. And they little regarded it, for under the table they had made a privy entrance, whereby they entered in continually and consumed those things. All right, now folks, this is the use of this technology in these trap doors. And that went on for thousands of years. That's why all your megaliths have tunnels connecting them, where the priest could go in and he could go down in his tunnel and pop up clear across the, like on the other side of South America down there. They're all connected. All those megaliths are connected through tunnels. So, and then in, if you look at H.G. Wells, his Secret History of the World, he talks about the Persian Mystery School, their use of Shambhala and the drugging and the trap doors. They would talk somebody into being on a stage. Their head would be up through the floor. There'd be a trap door. And he would speak and say, yeah, I've been to heaven. And then they martyred that guy and throw the head out there. He didn't realize that he was going to be, then his head was chopped off. All this was the trickery through the trap doors. Now, fast forward that to the modern priest of Baal. They use the technology to deceive us today. And they have technology today. They can make it look like missiles are raining in on us and just exploded up in the air. They have that technology. Okay, so the same, if Albert Pike said that magic is the power over the elements, one of the aspects of magic, he said. And that's what you see. They don't have to send missiles. They can make, through the drones, make it look like missiles are coming in and put their sirens on. Remember that they believe in the power of deception. The priests of Baal do. Okay, on in 14. It says, so when they were gone forth, the king set meats before Baal. Now Daniel had commanded his servants to bring ashes, and those they strewed throughout all the temple in the presence of the king alone. Then went they out and shut the door and sealed it with the king's signet, and so departed. Now in the night came the priests with their wives and children, as they were wont to do, and did eat and drink up all. In the morning, betime, the king arose and Daniel with him. And the king said, Daniel, are the seals whole? Question mark. And he said, yea, O king, they be whole. In 18, and as soon as he had opened the door, the king looked upon the table and cried with a loud voice, great art thou, O Bel, and with thee is no deceit at all. There's 18, the three sixes. And 19, then Daniel laughed. I'll bet the king loved that. Laughing at him. Then laughed Daniel and held the king that he should not go in, and said, behold now the pavement, and mark well whose footsteps are these. And the king said, I see the footsteps of men, women, and children. And then the king was angry and took the priests with their wives and children, who shewed him the privy doors, where they came in and consumed such things as were upon the table. Therefore the king shewed them in 22. Therefore the king slew them and delivered Bel into Daniel's power, who destroyed him and his temple. And the priests now really hate Daniel over that. And in that same place, there was a great dragon, which they of Babylon worshipped. 24, and the king said unto Daniel, wilt thou also say that this is of brass? Question mark. Lo, he liveth. He eateth and drinketh. Thou canst not say that he is no living God. Therefore, worship him. 25, then said Daniel unto the king, I will worship the Lord my God, for he is the living God. But give me leave, O king, and I shall slay this dragon without sword or staff. The king said, I give thee leave. Now get this. He slips him a Mickey here, because he's fire breathing his lights and devouring. Listen to this. Then Daniel took pitch, fat, and hair, and did seethe them together and made lumps thereof. This he put in the dragon's mouth. And so the dragon burst in sunder. And Daniel said, lo, these are the gods you worship. Now listen to this. Here's another thing. When you expose these like fake preachers, which are all over, they're a dime a dozen, which a closet occultist preacher isn't out here? That's the question. You find one that's really honest, let me know. Listen to this. Now here he's pulled the veil off of them. He's showed them the deception that was going on. How do the people of Babylon act? And that's the same way the people of the world act today in Mystery Babylon. Oh, I want my fake president. Don't you dare say something against my fake president, my fake preacher, even though he's steeped in the mystery schools all the way to the moon and back. Okay? But you expose it, and what happens? Well, here we're going to get an example of how they don't think when you're infected with this false religion. It says in 28, when they of Babylon heard that, they took great indignation and conspired against the king, saying, the king is become a Jew, and he hath destroyed Bel. He has slain the dragon and put the priests to death. The same people that were deceiving everybody. See, they want their lies. Give me my good, clean dark to set in. Don't shed any light to me. Don't tell me the truth. I can't handle the truth. Give me my good, clean, dark lies. Right here. So in 29, it says, so they came to the king and said, deliver us Daniel, or else we will destroy thee and thine house. Now when the king saw that they pressed him sore, being constrained, he delivered Daniel unto them. So there's your cowardly king, who cast him into the lion's den, where he was 6 days. Now, this isn't the same lion's den that you saw in Daniel. This is a different king. Darius and Cyrus, there's two kings here. This is Cyrus here. This is the one that did the edict to rebuild the temple, is who this is. The first edict. Okay, in 32. So he was in there 6 days. And in the den, there were seven lions, and they had given them every day two carcasses, and those would be of slaves, and two sheep, which then were not given to them, to the intent they might devour Daniel. So here they were used to getting two slaves a day plus two sheep, and all of a sudden you're not feeding them. So you're going to make sure that he gets eaten by the lions here. Okay. Now, here's an Old Testament prophet here. We have this book by him in our Old Testament. But here it is in this particular instance. It says in 33, now there was in Jewry a prophet, capital P, called Habakkuk, who had made pottage and had broken bread in a bowl and was going into the field for to bring it to the reaper. So here he is going to feed the people working. Okay. In 34, it says, but the angel of the Lord said unto Habakkuk, go carry the dinner that thou hast into Babylon unto Daniel, who is in the lion's den. And Habakkuk said, Lord, I neither saw Babylon, neither do I know where the den is. In 36, then the angel of the Lord took him by the crown, and that's by the head of the hair, and bare him by the hair of his head, and through the vehemency of his spirit, set him in Babylon over the den. And Habakkuk cried, saying, O Daniel, Daniel, take the dinner which God hath sent thee. And Daniel said, thou hast remembered me, O God, neither hast thou forsaken them that seek thee and love thee. And remember that, folks, as we enter this tribulation that's on its way here. So Daniel arose and did eat. And the angel of the Lord set Habakkuk in his own place again immediately. In 40, it says, upon the seventh day, the king went to bewail Daniel. And when he came to the den, he looked in, and behold, Daniel was sitting. 41. Then cried the king with a loud voice, saying, great art thou, O Lord God of Daniel, and there is none other besides thee. In 42, the number of months in the great tribulation. And he drew him out and cast those that were the cause of his destruction into the den, and they were devoured in a moment before his face. Now, how do you like that, folks? So, why am I saying this? These priests of Baal haven't went away. It is the most successful religion in the world, little r. It is a secret religion. It has many faces to it. It has all the tentacles of an octopus out there, of a jellyfish. There's a million different ways they trick and trap. And we're in the fruit of all those thousands of years. And it's done through astrology. See, there's another aspect to all this. These people in Babylon and all the way to today go by the astrology. They've always predicted eclipses thousands of years ago because the stars always remain in their course. They don't deviate from their course. The Big Dipper, when it comes around, it's still the Big Dipper. The Small Dipper is the Small Dipper. There's no changing in the courses of the sun and the moon and the stars. They're always the same. So these people use that, and there's a spiritual end to it all when it comes to Satanism. There's another aspect to all this, because they use these technologies as a deception, and yet much of this was done through the power of these fallen angels, like our fake war that we have going on. We have no guarantee that what is being presented in the media is right, because you can just flip channels. It was blown up and there was total destruction. Oh, flip the channel. There was no destruction. So, and yet the real war is going on, folks. The death count is through the roof. We've hit the 3-year mark, like Sherry Tenpenny said. They will not give us the stats on death here in the state of Ohio. This is wide open. Even the Talk of Akron Fluffy call-in show, was the question to the audience was, is it right for Ohio to not give us the death count? And the reason is because the world's dying. That jab, that needle, did its number. And folks, if you've seen death lately, suck it up, because you're going to be seeing a lot more. You're going to be seeing the relatives. You're going to be seeing the preacher that went and got it, the teacher that went and got it, the plumber that went and got it. You watch them start dropping because they had to have their mark of the beast. All this was done on the timetable of Satan. We've been talking about war and planetary alignments now. You can scroll back. We're up to almost 1,000 lessons on here. You can scroll back and look at, and we've been talking about it. And this Beltane, we've been talking about it, how important it is in the occult. And this witchcraft of this fake war, which they have us all worried about the bombs and the missiles and all this other stuff. Why? We're already poisoned. The chemtrails are going and going and going, and it's not to save the Earth, it's to destroy the Earth. They announced what was in those the other day, and that's a lie. Your class action lawsuit in Oklahoma from the farmers who test their soil every day, they were talking about aluminum oxide and barium in it. And they had their soil samples, and they had a class action lawsuit. The poison is coming down. We are being poisoned, and the death count, there hasn't been so many people dying since the flood. All right, so when they tell you that there was 5 Israelis killed, they don't give a damn about 5 Israelis. They don't. The powers that be want death. So when they start to pine away over a few people that are kidnapped and this and that, all that is the priest of Baal at work again. Because remember, they believe in the power of the lie and deception, just like here in Bell and the Dragon. And the people want it. Go ahead. Go tell your neighbor. Go tell him about the poisoning shots or the chemtrails, or that you can't believe in their fake preacher, or Trump ain't real, or Biden ain't real. Go ahead, tell them. Watch, those eyes will just roll up in the head with stupidity. All right, so this Beltane, and when I say it starts on the 19th, and we have everything from Hitler's birthday and the day he died in these dark days, in these 13 dark days, to the start of the revolution, the shot that was heard around the world, and all of this is witchcraft. Okay, so with that, we have a studier here, and he has went over some of this astrology. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying it's important to these Satanists. Satanism and astrology go hand in hand. They just do. And so we're going to explain why this Beltane is a bigger Beltane than any of the Beltanes in our life. As this ram and the he-go, this war and rumor of war is going through the roof. So this particular study, I don't know if you've heard of him out there. His name is Michael the Mighty Midget. And there's his midget alarm, and there it is. And here he is.
Good morning. First, I'd like to touch on what Tom was just talking about, the chemtrails. Now, they just had a big flood over in Dubai. That's in United Arab Emirates. And they said they got more rain there than they get in years. And there's some scientists and folks that are blaming it on cloud seeding, and that is the chemtrails. That is the process that they use. They claim that they're doing it to help stop the human-caused climate change. And what they do is these are seeded with heavy metals. And they admitted that there was silver nitrate, I believe it was, in it. But there are other heavy metals in there. Okay. But anyway, that's relative to what happened this week in Dubai. Okay. Today, I would like to take a minute here to talk about a period on the satanic calendar known as the 13 Dark Days, which runs from April 19th through May 1st, which is the Beltane Festival. Now, let's start with some April 19th events here. Here are some events that took place on April 19th throughout history. And I'd like to say, okay, a person might say, well, you know what? I don't believe in astrology, so this really doesn't affect me. These events aren't going to affect me because I don't believe in this stuff. Whether you believe in it or not, the initiates that are making decisions around the world do believe in it. And they base these events and decisions on the astrology, on the timetable of Satan. So it does affect you, whether you believe in it or not. You don't have to believe in it, but you have to look at the effects of what they believe and what they do. So with that, we had the Oklahoma City bombing on April 19th. Well, everybody remembers that. That was Tim McVeigh, they say, as they evacuated all the FBI agents out of that building and told them not to report. But they did let the children come in.
They let a section of the children in.
Yeah. Okay.
And the ATF was standing out front that morning. They're here.
But this was a bloodlust sacrifice. Okay. Kicked off on the 19th, the Dark Days. We had the Waco siege on the same day in Texas. And that was, what was her name? Janet Reno. Yeah, she was head there at the time. And she's a witch, okay? Or whatever it is. And then in 2005, we had Pope Benedict Ratzinger elected to succeed Pope John Paul II. And it's been claimed that he was a Nazi guard, Pope Benedict. 1775, we had the shot heard around the world, the start of the American Revolution. Big events, people. Did it affect Joe Sixpack? Sure did. 1943. The Warsaw Ghetto Uprising in Poland. Big event. 1862, Charles Darwin publishes his final book. He dies the same day. How about that? 1982, Soviet Union successfully tests the largest hydrogen bomb in history. Is that going to affect Joe Sixpack? Could. 1770, the Boston Massacre takes place. British soldiers kill five colonists. The Boston Massacre. In 1861, the American Civil War begins with the attack on Fort Sumter. Was that a big event? Sure was. Number 10, we have the Human Genome Project is completed, providing a comprehensive map of the human genome. Big day for science. The science, trust the science. I don't. 1972, Apollo 16 lands on the moon. If you believe that, well, I'll sell you the moon. 2013, this was a big one. The Boston lockdown begins as authorities search for the marathon bombers. We all remember that. Those marathon bombers never did a day in jail. They're still out bragging about it. 1936, Hitler's birthday. Hitler has a military show with 300 tanks to show how he's built the German military up. This is before World War II. I believe that was also the year of the Olympics there. That is correct.
That is correct.
That is the Olympics there in Berlin. 1969, militant black students take over Willard Straight Hall at Cornell University. This is back in the 60s when we had all the protests and we had all kind of stuff going on here. The war, the Vietnam War protests, the Black Panthers, and it was a lot of excitement every day. 2012, India tests intercontinental ballistic missile. Is that a big event? I would say. 1936, the Jaffa riots commence, initiating the 1936 through the 1939 Arab revolt in Palestine. Big things happening there. 1903, the Kishinev program in Kishinev begins forcing tens of thousands of Jews to later seek refuge in Palestine. Nothing new over there, is it, folks? Now think about that. Just clear back to 1903. They haven't got that settled yet today, have they? 1985, 200 ATF and FBI agents lay siege to the compound of the white supremacist survivalist group called the Covenant, the Sword, and the Army of the Lord in Arkansas. 2024, Israel launches missile attack on Iran in response to the Iranian attack on Israel. That was just the other day, folks. Was that a big event? Well, we're going to see, aren't we? That was it's tit for tat, right now. Who's going to strike next? The ball's in Iran's court now, isn't it? All right, we're going to switch up here to the astrology calendar. Now I'm getting excerpts here from the New York Post from their astrology column. The headline there reads, "Full pink moon in Scorpio will be extra intense thanks to Planet of Death." This is coming up. April has given rise to Mercury retrograding in the raging ID sign of Aries. We've had a monumental eclipse, a once every 14-year conjunction, and now the most intense full moon of the calendar year. On Tuesday, while the sun shines in Taurus and the moon broods in Scorpio, the energies of both will form a powerful T-square. With Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, which sets up shop in Aquarius this year. Pluto is named for the maiden-snatching god of the underworld and is the planetary ruler of Scorpio. Pluto is linked to unearthing, destroying, composting, and the ashes of the past as the wheel grease of a new world order. This is the philosophy, folks, of the Phoenix rising from the ashes of the destruction of the old order to establish the new order. This is all through occult teachings of the initiates of the mystery schools, the Phoenix rising out of the ashes. You must have destruction. This is all about the spring festivals. You have to, you're going to spring forth with the new. You had the Arab Spring years ago. The spring is all about bringing in new fertility. They have the Wicker Man sacrifice. It's bloody. This whole 13 days is bloody. They have a Wicker Man sacrifice on Beltane. They would take the strongest man and offer him up, put him in a wicker structure and light it on fire and burn him alive. And you had the May King and the May Queen that they would sacrifice. And it's done all over the world, not just up in the Ireland and the Celtic regions. It's done all over the world. It's the same religion. It's not a coincidence. Thank you. I'll have more on this next week.
All right. Thank you for that, Mitch. And one thing that we want to say here is that for when I'm a priest of Baal, and I know, I realize that Lucifer's pulling my strings. I the atheistic part of the occult, like you see exposed here in Belen's Dragon, I'm way above that. When he says the force in the spring, it's called that. In the witchcraft, it's called forcing the spring. When you hear that term, they're talking about the male energies and the female energies. The death is the male energy from the solstice, and you're pushing that out with the fertility force, you see? So now we're going to balance those out. And then the sacrifice has to be done by fire. When you say bonfire, that really comes from the term bone fire, because all that would be left is the bones of the baby or whatever they're sacrificing. Now, if I'm the priest of Baal and I realize I'm summoning these creatures for help, for advice, for counseling, for prophecy, all the above, I realize I can get one person through this brainwashing. But that ain't what we're talking about. I can get a whole family brainwashed. Put a spell over them. That ain't enough. I could do the whole town of Manchester. If I'm really good and I have the tools of witchcraft, I can deceive the whole county even. And yet that ain't enough. That ain't enough. I can go to the whole state of Ohio and brainwash all the dupes, all the idiots that they don't even think Lucifer exists. And yet I'm intimate with Lucifer. I have concubines that Lucifer summons and mates with them and gives me children like the Rothschild family. They're half angel, little A. But that ain't enough. Let's say the whole country of the United States, done properly with the technologies, the power over the elements now, the communications through the radiation, through the gizmos. I can brainwash the whole country of the United States into serving Trump, serving Biden, or maybe I can have everybody fighting over Trump versus Biden. All that is a spell to me, because I'm the high priest, and I have a vision that Lucifer's given me to set the king of the world on his throne. So now you get to the big picture, and that is that Iraq and Iran and Israel will be used in the last days to set Mashiach on his throne. And every rabbi believes in that. Why? Because he's a Kabbalah worshiper. He's a Talmud worshiper. And all those people get into those doctrines and they see that this is a time when their predecessors, say in the Zohar, predicted this Mashiach. And so I can put a spell now through Daniel 8, through Persia. And that is the big source of the occult for the world. And Babylon, Media, Persia, those two kings. Now you have the one king who's saying he went down. But we set up our embassy there, the biggest embassy in the world, right there in Babylon. Now comes Persia, the second up. That's Iran, and it's going to go down hard. It's going to be a lot harder to bring down this king. And you see this king, you see pictures of him. I hit my gizmo here, and there'll be 100 pictures of that guy. And he's going to go down. He's going to go down. And there, through the peace agreement, Mashiach, as the Ribby's calling, is going to be set up. He's going to be set up, and he's going to stop this conflict that you see going. When he does that, and see, you don't have to see him behind closed doors at his roundtable meeting. If the conflict goes away that you're seeing, you'll know that he's in power. From there, he's going to work subtly into the world to have everyone worshiping him. Because he's not just a man, he's God. So all the other religions got to go. You see, well, if you take a look at Christianity, how phony it is. How phony, every arm of organized Christianity is just nobody but brain dead would fall for that. But that ain't where it stops. I'm talking about all the other, Allah has to go, all the other gods. I don't care if you're worshiping Diana. I don't care if it's Greek mythology that has to go, because this Antichrist is God, and he's going to set himself up as God. And why am I saying this? I'm saying it's a long way till May 1st here, and there's a lot happening. And he stopped short of overdoing it with the astrology and all the alignments. And so you don't have to spend a lot of time on the astrology. Once you have the basics down, you realize what these people do. Why is it that Darwin died the same day he published on this occult holiday? Because it's more important to die on the right day than it is when you were born. Now, a Satanist will cause the birth to be delayed, or they'll speed it up. They have the technology to do that, and they do it. Not only with birth, but with death. And Nurse Harriet told me all about what they do down at the hospital for the other people worshiping these death cult religions, how they keep the corpse alive, or at least the heart beating, and everybody comes in their garments, and they pull the plug right on the second. You see? And that's important to these people. So Darwin wanted to go on the 19th, because that's the beginning of this great witchcraft holiday. So folks, I'm not saying all this to scare anybody. I'm telling you, this is the enemy. We have to be wise as the serpent and gentle as doves. That's what we're told to do. You're not going to grab your gun and go shoot people and straighten this up. If somebody's trying to tell you that, they're probably a spook, okay, to get away with saying that and not be arrested. Because you just can't, there's nobody to shoot, there's nobody to blast, there's nobody to take over. You ain't going to stop it through that. But what you can do is put a cog in Satan's get along with the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth. And that's going to win the battle. We have to build, as Satan is roaring out here, and he is roaring, we have to gain our faith. And the spirit will guide us and empower us. Do you hear what happened to Daniel here? Did he bow to these people? Did he say, okay, king, yeah, go ahead and have your religion. Be a dumbass. Be a dumbass, king. Be stupid. Come in here and bow to this thing. No, he corrected. And he was put in the meat grinder. But through his faith, by being righteous, he was protected. You know, God hasn't changed one bit. As the Bible explains to us, that the saints are going to be empowered through these outpourings of the Holy Ghost, not withdrawing the Holy Ghost. Do you realize these fake Christians say that if you see the Antichrist, you can't be saved now because there's not going to be any Holy Ghost because the rapture is going to be here and God can't have his spirit down here on earth without you because the Holy Ghost is in you. And when you get raptured, then during the 7-year tribulation, there'll be no Holy Ghost down here. And you can't be saved. You can't be saved. They preached that for 50 years. That is complete and utter dumbassology. It just is. And the only people that can get is people that won't study. Now, we're offering this on prophecy to anybody that wants to study. I don't care who you are. It'll kick the lies out for you. You'll spot a liar. Listen to me. If you're busy waiting on Trump, you're being duped. The man is an occultist. He's a militarily trained occultist. And he's sitting there shaking hands with Kim, the leader of China. And the handshake tells it all. And his hand symbols, and he's not going to save you. And look here. The people that said they saved Trump during the first election are high-level occultists. Kenneth Copeland? Now, folks, it don't get no worse of a fraud than Kenneth Copeland. And as I said before, these type of leaders like Kenneth Copeland are there to be hated. Trump is there to be hated. Biden is there to be hated because they're going to be thrown under the bus. Go back and look at the protocols that we discussed. We read them all to you about how the politicians of the earth must go. And nobody cares that they're popular or they're not popular because they are there to be unpopular. That's why we got to be careful and not listen to people like, what's that guy's name? Doug and Stacy there with their geopolitics telling you they're worried. They started this war to make Netanyahu more popular. He's there to be non-popular. He's there to throw the stones at. Look at the big picture. And that's what prophecy will give you. Woe to the man that believes in another man, to a prince or a king in these last days. That's not it. You grow in the Holy Ghost and you have a protector, a hedge about you that will strengthen you and he'll heal you. I guess I'm windy enough, huh? Does anybody else have anything to say? I'm just telling you, folks, we're in the age of this deception. We're under this witchcraft extravaganza, and we got to be diligent.
Tom was talking about the hand signals and the handshakes. Now, there's information out there. You can look it up. You can get these books that show these secret society hand signals, and I challenge you, learn them and then watch these world leaders, and you'll see them using these hand signs, hand signals. Turn on your TV preacher. You'll bust every one of them using these hand signs. I've done it. It doesn't take long. They love to do it. They're casting their spells. They're communicating with the initiates. It doesn't take long. You'll bust them.
Yeah, we're looking at really some of the basics there. When the fingers go down and the thumbs are up in a pyramidal shape, that is the delta. That's the feminine force. When the thumbs are up, protruding up, and the hands and fingers are together, that is the male force, male and female force. So I got something else here from the table.
Just wanted to give you a good reference of what Mike was talking about. It's Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated. It's a book by Dr. Kathy Burns.
Yeah, Dr. Kathy Burns took a lot of heat over that book right there. And in fact, her and Gail Ripplinger both got a lot of heat right at the same time for that. But it's a good reference to it. In other words, it takes some real live practice to be able to do the gestures properly. And when he said they're practicing magic, that's exactly what it is. To them, the painting on the wall or the prayer rug on the floor or the idol is there as a talisman. And when you do a hand gesture, a handshake, you are making your body, you are presenting your body as a human talisman. It is now a symbol. And another thing you can look at is when, what is said when they do their gesture. Billy Graham was good at it. Reverend Mike up at the Family Faith and Funny Center, he's good at it. It really takes some practice to fluently talk and cry at the same time and play the piano and then do a gesture in between. They're really talented liars. They really are. But back to the hand gestures, it is a language, among other things. It is a talisman, among other things. To the initiate, it reveals to the profane, as they call us, it is to conceal. So you're not to see that, even though it's plainly in your face. Okay? So from that, is there anybody else at the table that has anything? Okay. Phoneland, do you have anything? All right. Well, on we go here. The spell is on the world. The poisoning is having its effect. It's not just the jab, but the jab is the big war. And I want you to notice that you're under world government, because no country, minus maybe a few African nations, had people buck it, because they've been plagued so many times through the UN vaccines. They were a little more stubborn. But by far, the world caved in. And no politician was against it, like the chemtrails. You don't see anybody speaking up and saying, hey, I'm tired of being sprayed. I'm tired of getting up in the morning and can't see the sun and choking in the evening when it all comes down with cool air. And there's 100 other chemicals in there, and it ain't silver. Okay? Silver is not what's in those trails. That's a lie. I'm telling you that from the All right, my sources are the class action lawsuit from Oklahoma, where the farmer said, hey, this stuff's getting in our soil. And it's getting in our soil here. So we say, hey, well, we're gonna grow green stuff. Yeah, well, you better filter your water and not let it rain on that plant. Other than that, you're getting heavy metal poisoning. And aluminum's a bad one. Now, I take the radiation, my body's full of aluminum. Whoa, now the radiation starts to control. All right, so now I go get a vaccine, any vaccine. It doesn't matter what it is. And there's nanorobots in there, along with the aluminum. And now the radiation really gets me. That's the war against humanity. So all the other stuff, look here. They went out to the Red Sea, and they had the Pope and a bunch of other cult groups of different kinds, and they did a ceremony there at the Red Sea. And ain't even a year later, and here comes the chaos at the Red Sea. They went down to Sinai, the fake Sinai, not the real one, to Mount Sinai, and had another ritual about saving Mother Earth. And they had the Ten Commandments, the new Ten Commandments, not the old ones, the new Ten Commandments about saving Mother Earth. It's the UN Ten Commandments. And when they talk about saving the Earth through chemtrails, there's an element of truth to that. You know that? Because they're going to kill all of us, and the animals too. That's what that's about. It's about poisoning us. So there's an element to them. Hey, we're going to kill all flesh, all the animals, chop all the trees down. You know, I'm not mocking that. That is their agenda. They want to turn us into a few little Teletubbies down here to serve them. And the rest of it, robotics. And this is what they're brainwashing people over. They're publicly giving me, say, I don't know. I could click on here and get 15 different fire festivals in the past and the ones that are coming in the future. I mean, filmed. They're all naked, jumping in the fire and dancing around, beating their drum, Beltane, riding the bloody donkey, naked, kids that are naked. But the one thing they don't want to admit is that spirit asking for a death. No, I don't want, why give your best soldier? Because that spirit said, no, that's your best soldier over there. That he's somebody you really love. That's who I want. So they're communicating with these devils from the other dimension. And when it comes to CERNs, and here they were during the this don't have anything to do with the eclipse. We just happen to be turning it on the day of the eclipse. If you believe that, then you are in big trouble. You're in big trouble because these people are practicing their religion and Satan's running out of time. He's running out of time here, folks, because he's going down. And the people that are dumb enough to follow it are going to pay. I'm watching people that were stubborn and stupid and ran in there and got their jabs. Their preacher told them to do that. You know? How many preachers? Okay, give me a list of all the preachers that you know that were against the jab, that came out and wrote exemptions for their flock. That said, no, well, I thought meeting on Sunday was God's big plan for you. Well, we got to close down. We got to close down. Wear your mask. Stay 6 feet away. Right? And that's your leader? That's the one. You give me a preacher that was against the jab, that came out strong against it. Not pussyfooted around, but came out with the strength of the Lord and said, no, stay away from the mark of the beast. Okay, ready? Okay, everybody here at the table, give me the preachers that you know that came out against the mark. Ready? Go. Go. Wow, you said Reverend Locke? That's the Loch Ness Monster there. Fakeroo. So anyway, that's what we're up against. We're seeing the results. I'm personally seeing it with deaths that I know. And that's why Ohio will not list the deaths that are happening. And they're talking everybody into burning the body so that they can't go back and trace it and see all the damage that the jab's done to them. But there's plenty of evidence of it. And that hasn't went away. there's other countries that they're still pressing. There was enough people here that were, what do you want to call it, woken up during that. They finally seen, hey, wait a minute here. This is real live evil out here. But there's more dummies that went right along, and they're sitting there right now.
Yeah, it's a good thing we were saved from the COVID monster. The jab was safe and effective.
Was that a good imitation of Joe Sixpack? No, no. Or was that Sally Soccer Mommy? Sally.
It was safe and effective.
And your spineless jellyfish fake creatures, all of them. And if there's one that ain't, then he has to be exposing these other people. He can't be sitting there, well, now I got to keep my head down.
Someone's going to get mad at me.
Listen, he got a degree. And I don't want to say that word again, but
in dumbology?
Yeah, he's a dumbologist. Okay. Yeah, he's a dumbologist, and he's leading you down the garden path. He just is, and they're leading you right to their Antichrist, because those, all of them belong to the World Council of Churches, and that is the UN, and they're giving them their marching orders. And it's not just Christian, it's all the other, the Wicca Witches, all of it.
The beast system.
It is the beast system. It is the whore of Babylon that we're up against here. And we're describing that. So that being said, if there's no one from Phoneland that has anything, I'm going to sign off here. Well, okay. Here we are from Akron, Manchester, New Franklin. From Nurse Harriet. Michael the Mighty Midget, Big Ed, Benzie and Bo and myself. May the Holy Ghost stay with every one of us, folks. We're going to need it. Bye-bye.